On the floor of the Senate today, Labor and the Greens have heaped criticism on the new Liberal Senator Jim Molan. They're accusing him of racism after it emerged that Senator Molan had shared on social media videos posted by the far-right UK group Britain First. Well, now he's conceded he made a mistake. Our political reporter Alexandra Beach joins me. Alex, you've had a statement you've just received from Senator Molan. It's a very different message from what we heard from him on PM 24 hours ago.
Yes, Linda, yesterday we heard Senator Molan say he had no apologies and no regrets, and he insisted these videos weren't racist. He's now told us that he's closed down his personal social media as a result of this, and he's admitted it was unwise to share the videos. Now, he still hasn't gone so far as to say the videos are racist. Instead, he says he can now see that this has given his political opponents an opportunity to go on the attack. And he's also stressed that he doesn't support Britain First and he's not anti-Muslim. It's been a baptism of fire for newly minted Senator Jim Molan. The retired Major General only took his oath and his seat in the Senate yesterday, but he's been the centre of controversy in Question Time today.
Now he defends sharing white supremacist material on social media by saying that he's not a racist because he's lived overseas and, in his own words, he ran the war in Iraq.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale has taken things a step further, criticising Senator Molan's military record in Iraq.
That, of course, includes responsibility for the assault on Fallujah, the assault that resulted in a humanitarian catastrophe with civilians denied food, water and aid.
Senator Di Natale claims the UN condemned the assault on Fallujah because starvation and deprivation of water was used as a weapon. He wants a forensic look into Senator Molan's views about Muslims and whether they affected his decisions in Iraq. Government ministers have defended the new backbencher.
The Greens have hardly covered themselves in glory in terms of their appreciation of the challenges faced by the men and women of the ADF, just for starters, let alone those other participants.
The Defence Minister Maurice Payne.
That reflection on the service of a senior Australian Army officer takes your lows to depths that I did not think you could plumb.
Labor hasn't raised issues with Senator Molan's military career, but opposition leader Bill Shorten's disappointed the government's refusing to condemn Senator Molan over the Facebook posts.
Will the Prime Minister direct Senator Molan to act according to the Prime Minister's stated zero tolerance for racism by taking down the racist and bigoted material that he's sharing?
Hear, hear.
Senator Molan has reiterated that he's not racist, and the Prime Minister says the attacks on Senator Molan have been deplorable.
It is disgusting. Jim Molan is a great Australian soldier. We are lucky to have him in the Senate. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body.
Ballarat.
He has stood up for freedom. He stood up against terrorism. He stood up against extremism. He and thousands of others like him are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms we're practising in this chamber.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, Alex Beach, our reporter in Canberra.